I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we are here with the Big Ten Wrestler of the Week, the great John Paz. John, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me on. Yep.
Absolutely. So it was awesome going to the match the other night. I was over there with my brother. Unfortunately, only one of my brothers and not your workout partner. He couldn't make it, Father Greg. But yeah, it was awesome. It was exciting over there at Jersey Mike's. So yeah, that was a big match at Princeton. Bragging rights for the top team in New Jersey, as well as, you know, yours being the premier matchup, you know, two ranked guys, not that we care about rankings, but, you know, it adds to the hoopla, it adds to a bigger deal. So talk about that a little bit, your thoughts going into the match, we'll start with.
Yeah, you know, going into the match, Goody always says, you know, like the Princeton match is big, like the rivalry we have, but for me, I kind of just, you know, went to like, it was another match. I don't really look at rankings at all. And I think for me, you know, I just stayed with my preparation, stayed with my training, and then, you know, took it like in any different day and went out there, just wrestled. And the atmosphere is awesome there. Jersey Mike's Arena, really, the fans really showed up and they really brought the energy, and it made it so much more special for myself and the team, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Now talk about your mindset a little bit there, because obviously a lot of those people are there for you. I saw a lot of Colonia people there. I saw Yale Street people there. And of course, I mean, you're, you know, over the summer, you're doing camps all over the state. So, I mean, a lot of these people not only are fans of you before, but they've gotten to know you. Of course, once they get to know you, everybody loves you. So how is that, your mindset getting ready when you know there's all these people there who are thinking of you?
Yeah. So like leading up to, you know, the day before, I kind of like, you know, cut out the social media, my phone. I don't really go on it too much. I only, you know, talk to people within my little circle. And then, you know, I always like to go up to all the fans and stuff at the matches. I find that fun. I give knuckle touches and stuff like that. But, you know, once 157 comes around, or that intermission time, like that's when I really, really lock in. I start, you know, doing my little warm up, and I kind of go into my own world and just get ready to wrestle, just like however anyone else would. They get in their own little headspace. And I go out there and wrestle, and then after the match, you know, I'll sign some autographs, talk to everybody, and I try to get to everybody. If I don't, I'm sorry, but I really do try to get to everybody so they can all see me and, you know, talk to me.
Absolutely. And now, have you ever wrestled Stout before? Of course.
I have not.
Top guy, good wrestler. No, never before. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So what? Talk about your thoughts of the match, right? Okay, so I mean, you got taken down, what, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds into the match. Of course, you bounced right back. So, I mean, you know, it's great. You're able to reset yourself. You know, talk about that a little bit. And as the match went on.
Yeah. So right off the get-go, he got a quick takedown in within like the first 10 seconds. And I think the whole place kind of got a little shocked. They were like, oh, what happened? And honestly, I got a little, I just blinked a little bit, I guess. I don't know. Something happened. And things happen when you wrestle. So I got taken down. I'm like, oh no, that's not good. And that was the first time I've been down all year and I had to fight back, on the scoreboard. But, I got taken down and I was like, all right, I got to get out, get my next point, get out on my feet and then go for a next takedown. So just taking it down, breaking it step by step. So I got out, and then from there, I knew if I just kept pulling on his head, keep pushing the pace, keep moving forward, I know I'm not going to get tired, and I know eventually they're going to get tired. So I just kept that in my brain the whole time. I got that next takedown. Once I got that takedown, I got on top, and I got a minute off the clock, minute 20. And I knew from there, he was getting more and tired. I felt him break, and eventually, and that's what any match, you feel someone break, you know you got him. And then, third period, he gets out with about 50 seconds left. I already rode him for about a minute 10, minute 15, and I knew I was fine. I'm good here. We work in that closeout drill and practice all the time. So I've been in that situation. I know what to expect. I know what to do. And I'm not tired. I'm good. I'm good to go. And, close out the match and get that last little takedown at the end. It was a great way to seal it off.
Absolutely. And I mean, definitely a close match, but you did look like you had the edge in each one of the positions. I mean, bottom, he wasn't riding you. Top, you were riding tough. And then on your feet, you got a takedown, you got another takedown. So, I mean, you looked like you're in control. Talk about, I guess, your mindset from those different positions. Like, quickly, what are you thinking on bottom, on top?
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, wrestlingmindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
Neutral.
Yeah, so on bottom, right after I got taken down, right then and there, I'm like, oh, I gotta get out, I gotta get out, because once I get out, then I can continue wrestling, pull on his head, moving forward, engaging in that pressure. But when I'm after that second period when I went down, right then and there, I need to know I gotta get out quick because I don't want to let him get riding time on me, so I can get myself an opportunity so I can get riding time in the third period or eventually. And then on my feet, just moving forward, getting that forward pressure, pulling on his head, snaps, 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 lots of snaps. If you guys watch me wrestle, I collar tie, over tie, pull on their head, and I like to be really physical in there because I feel like that's just loosening the guy up. He's getting him pulling on his neck, that's hurting his back, and that's just in favor of me. And then on top, I'm just trying to, grind, get to my wrist, chop him, put him to his hip, break him down. Because the more I do that, the more they're gonna get tired. The more I'm in an advantage.
Yeah, and to speak a little more to that on top, I see a lot of times people just like kind of looking to ride. Like, no, I could tell that while you're wrestling, like you're looking to get to that wrist and get him to the breakdown. So that's a big thing. Like a lot of people forget the top position is called offense. It's offense for a reason, but a lot of people don't get to their offense. They'll be offensive on their feet, but not offensive on top, and also being offensive on bottom. Like again, like you're always going, you're always looking to get out. So no, that was awesome. It was a really exciting environment. I wish I would have snapped the picture. I got the last couple seconds of your match on video. I got the nice, it was a classy flex. It wasn't anything like anything out there. It was good. But I wanted to get that picture of you holding up the trophy. But man, that was awesome. Rutgers bringing it home.
Oh yeah, it was really cool. For me though, I'm not a big celebration guy. I'll give you a little
No.
flex, but that's really it. I mean, it's just another match. I'm not a really Some guys celebrate a lot. I'm not a big celebratory guy, but
No, you're right there. You're right there on point. And that going now, basically the season breaks up into different ways, like kind of like the not the preseason, but the tournament season and like the early dual meets. Then you start to enter the dual meet season, basically, and then the postseason. So how do you think you've been doing and the team's been doing in practice and in competition up to this point?
yeah, I think as a team, we've really, excelled from where we looked at when we were in September when we all came in preseason. I think everyone's getting better. I think our conditioning is really, really good. And I think we're just, getting better as the year goes on. The first half of the year, things were a little spread out. We wrestled, you know, two dual meets in California. Then we had a week off, and then we wrestled VTech, had a week off. So it's a little more split up. But once we get into January, it's the Big Ten season. We're wrestling 2-3 matches a weekend. You're flying to Illinois. You're flying to here. You're flying to there. And it's a sprint. It's a gauntlet too. If anyone wrestles in the Big Ten, you know it's a hard season. But January is a hard month, and even in the February, once we get into February, the month's cut a little short because then we get ready for Big Tens and NCAAs. That's what really matters at the end of the year. But January and February is definitely a gauntlet, and it really teaches you how to be, you know, strong mentally and strong physically. You got to be able to recover the proper way, and you know, doing your schoolwork, all that stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Excellent. Yeah. And then, so what's your plan of approach for that? Is it what like about one match a week once we start hitting the dual meet season?
I think it's two
a week.
Yeah. So I think I know right out the gate in January, we wrestle a Saturday, Sunday, UPenn and Rider. And then we come right back. We got Indiana. Then we fly to Purdue, and then we go out to Michigan for Michigan State. So it's pretty much 2 weeks in Friday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday. So every weekend you got two matches back to back, and you got to make weight both of those matches too. Controlling your weight, controlling what you eat, and you got to do school on the road. So there's a lot of different things that go into wrestling, not even in the wrestling part, not even in the 7 minutes that you wrestle. There's a million other things you got to handle before you get to that.
Right, absolutely. And that's it. Like that's why being the total package. It's holistic. It's the full lifestyle. We're always saying it. It's never just one thing. It's the technique. It's the strength. It's the recovery. It's the nutrition. It's the mindset. It's, you know, the whole shebang. It's everything.
So 100%.
Absolutely. So what matches? I mean, you're looking forward. Not that you're looking forward to any particular match, but is there anything that you really like? Hey, this one's going to be nice. I mean, of course, like Big Ten, NCAA tournament. But what do you have on your hit list coming up?
Honestly, just. I'm going to say all of them, just the opportunity to wrestle all these matches, especially at home in front of everyone at Jersey Mike's Arena, all my, you know, friends, my family, the Yale Street guys, Colonia guys, just have being able to wrestle in front of all them is just something really special to me. And I really do enjoy traveling with my team. I think, you know, going to Michigan and Indiana or Purdue, those are going to be really fun trips. And those are where, you know, you make those memories that you'll, you know, remember forever. We were out in California, Yara and I, we went to the beach the one morning and we went to swim. And that's something I'll always remember. And we got some really cool pictures. So it's just the memories of traveling with your team and wrestling in front of the home crowd is two things that I'm really excited for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. And I'll talk about when you're in the away match, right? So you're a fan favorite at Rutgers. What about when you're going into enemy territory and you got people booing? Does that change your mindset? Is it the same? How do you cope with that mentally?
For me, it's pretty much the same. Boos or yays, I really don't. Yes, the yays are great when I'm at home. It definitely helps a lot. But when I'm on the road, I feel like I'm behind enemy lines. I got to go out there and make the crowd quiet. So it really doesn't change how I wrestle. It doesn't change how I you know, warm up or anything like that. Yes, you're in a different arena. Yes, you're, you know, on a plane, you got to do all that, you know, extra stuff. But I really don't see how it changes my wrestling.
Yep, absolutely. Great answer. Treating it all the same. There's no big or small matches. We want them all equally, and we're thankful for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great stuff, John. Big Ten Wrestler of the Week. So, in effect, you beat all of the Big Ten wrestlers in the entire country. That is stiff competition. I know it's not your main goal, but hey, it's a nice thing. It's a nice little feather in your cap. It's one of those things you look back and you say, hey, that's cool. But it's back to work. It's continuing to improve, always getting better. So
100%.
Keep up the great work, John. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Take care.
See you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.